The reading we have this morning from the prophet Isaiah brings out a theme that is very important from the Old Testament. If you note it in there, right at the end, he talks about how this house, referring to the temple, will become a house of prayer for all people. One of the things that was the mission of the nation of Israel was that they were to come to faithfulness in the true God, and that gradually all the nations were to come to believe in that God and to be drawn towards that God. Now that theme not only comes out in Isaiah, it comes out really from the time of Abraham, where God tells Abraham that in his descendants all nations would be blessed. Now at the time of Jesus, that theme wasn't very prevalent. Matter of fact, it was more common that there was hostility and condemnation to those nations around them that did not believe in the true God. And sometimes, as we might see just a little reflection of in the gospel, they would call them unbelieving dogs. It was a put down on them. And so that openness to them was not very present. Now, in the gospel reading, we see that Jesus realized that his mission is first to the house of Israel. In other words, they had been unfaithful, and he was to call them back to fidelity and call them to a deeper faith in the true God. And so when he said, well, my mission is first of all to the house of Israel, he was really being faithful to that mission to God. But what will come out later in the gospel, when we get after the resurrection, especially at the time that Jesus ascended to heaven, if you remember in Matthew's gospel, he said to the apostles, now go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Again, bringing out that theme that through those who came to authentic faith in God, all the nations were to be blessed. And that the disciples, and by implication us also, are responsible to spread that faith to all the nations. But one of the things that comes out of this story that is important is when that woman who was not a Jew, we don't know what she knew about the true God. The fact that she was a Canaanite, the fact she was a foreigner, was not important to Jesus in the end, as was her faith. You know, once he led her to an expression of faith, then he was willing to do what she asked her to do. Faith was much more important than any national identity, any cultural identity, any bloodline. Of course, for us, it's the same. What Jesus is constantly seeking of us is our faith. Do we believe in him? And not just merely do we believe in him with our head, but do we commit our lives to him? Is he the very center of our lives? That's what faith is all about. It is surrendering ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he and he alone is our way to life. Now that line in the gospel about taking the food of children and throwing it to the dogs, that's always been a difficult line. And to us it sounds very offensive, like a put down, and she's just a dog. Well, there's been many efforts to try to explain why did Jesus say that, what did he mean? And, you know, we really don't know. I think what is important is to realize that if we lived in that culture, if we lived at that time, we might have understood that much differently than we do today. And so I think it's important not to focus a lot on that line, but to focus instead on what I think Matthew really wants to get across to us. The faith of the woman, her perseverance in prayer, and her humility. First of all, her faith. As I tried to say, she came from an area that did not believe in the true God. And yet, when she came to Jesus, she instinctively realized His power. And she began to believe in Him. And part of that tells us that faith is not something that you and I can make happen in ourselves. It is gift. It is gift that God gives us. It is gift we must constantly be pleading that we would receive from Him. That gives a deeper faith. And neither can we give it to anybody else. I cannot give you faith. You cannot give me faith. You cannot give your children faith. You can do things to expose them to the faith, to share your faith with them. But in the end, it has to be a gift that they receive from God. And so we must constantly be begging for that gift for ourselves and for others. Now, perseverance in prayer. Now, that woman would not be put off. She was going to continue asking of Jesus what she needed of Him. And if you remember, there's other gospel stories which bring that same message to us. Be persevering in your prayer. Continue praying even when you don't feel God is hearing you. That woman did not feel heard by Jesus, but she did not give up. Do we have that quality in our life? Continuing to ask God, even when it seems like He's not answering. And then the humility. The humility may not strike you immediately, but think about it. If you were that woman, I think our natural tendency would have been to say, well, if the God of the Jews is like that, if He calls me a dog, I don't want anything to do with Him, and to walk away. She was humble enough stand there and plead her cause. And do we have that humility? That humility to realize that when God does not answer us, at least answer us the way we think He should, that we continue to believe in Him, continue to go to Him. And sometimes it takes the humility to realize that, you know, what I think I need may not be at all what God knows we need. And therefore, we have to continue to be humble enough to accept whatever answer, whatever response God gives to us. One final point I'd like to make, kind of going back now to that first reading, where Isaiah talks about all the nations coming to Israel. To the house of God in Israel. As I said, at the end of the gospel, Jesus makes that command, go to all the nations, baptize them, teach them to believe all that I've taught them. That is our mission also. The mission we receive in baptism. And we have to ask ourselves, are we doing that? Are we doing it in our families? Are we doing it by the example we give in our work, in our social life, in our school life? Wherever it is, can people look at us and say, there's something about that person that is different. There's something about that person that gives them purpose and meaning in their life, that fills their lives with some kind of peace, some kind of deep joy. That task is a task for each and every one of us. God desires the salvation of all people. But for whatever reason, He has chosen to work through groups of people. First through Israel, now through the church. And not just the institution of the church, but through its members, through the body of Christ. We are called to bring all people to faith in the true God. so that they can know Christ Jesus, our Lord, and find salvation through Him.